Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest won a QMJHL championship as well as a Memorial Cup back in 2011. Now joining us is the head coach and general manager of the Maritime Hockey League's Campbellton Tigers, Greg Leland. Greg, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Gino, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
So how are you holding up through all of this? Hopefully you guys are safe and healthy right now.
Yes, you know what? We're really fortunate in New Brunswick. We don't have many cases, and we're everyone's healthy. My son in Calgary is in the hotspot, but he's good. And, you know, with COVID-19 and as well as the recent events in Nova Scotia, not making the playoffs or losing in Game 7 in the finals isn't so painful anymore.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. Look, Campbellton was preparing to meet Edmondson Blizzard in the first round of the MHL playoffs before the season was called off. What's the overall reaction from your players and staff? How much communication are you still having with them during this time?
Well, like every Junior A team across the country, or major junior team for that matter, when you're getting ready for the playoffs and it gets pulled from underneath you, it's not certainly anything that anybody wanted. It's probably more painful for our 20-year-olds as it's their last year in junior, but you know, they're mature kids. They understand the gravity of the situation and the world's upside down right now. And I stuck around in Campbellton for probably a week till after all the kids are left and they're all home safe. And to the best of my knowledge, they've remained that way. So we'll keep hoping for that.
Yeah, let's hope so. You won a QMJHL championship and the Memorial Cup as an assistant coach with the St. John Sea Dogs back in 2011. How much did you personally take from that experience now as you've got to move forward to other jobs in head coaching and managing?
You know, it was a pivotal point in my coaching career, being able to work with great people like Gerard Gallant and Mike Kelly and Ross Yates. And the process of not only winning that Memorial Cup, but we went 3 years in a row. We won 50 games or more. And the year before we won the Memorial Cup, we had lost in the finals. So as we all know, before you got to know what it's like to win, you got to lose. So yeah. Between that and working with Gerard and Mike, it was absolutely fabulous for my coaching career. I learned a lot, and I did try and take the best from them and transfer it into Campbellton. And hopefully the players agree that we had a good group in Campbellton, and that we had a lot of success, and we're really pleased for our players in that regard.
On that team back in 2011, Jonathan Huberdeau led the Sea Dogs in scoring. Now he's become one of the top forwards in the NHL. What was it like coaching a kid like him at that age?
Well, we had a double whammy with him. Gino, we were also fortunate enough that we billeted the Jonathan in our house. My wife's from Quebec, so she's able to speak French. So when Jonathan arrived here as a young kid, his English wasn't very good. So we were able to take him in our house, and we stayed close friends with him. My wife goes and visits him in Florida every year. So not only is he a great player, and he was third overall pick in the National Hockey League, but he's a very humble kid. He's having a great career, and we're really, really pleased for him. But the best part is he's an outstanding young man as opposed to just being a great hockey player.
How much – I know the kids are there to learn from you as a coach, but how much do you learn from the kids? How much do you become a different person year after year when you learn that what a kid needs from a coach is changing that dramatically in every season?
You know what? That's a great question. We try and stay close to our players in terms of asking them if they need a day off, or are we pushing too hard, or should we leave earlier for a road trip, or is there things we're not covering in practice? And I think by having that communication with your players, a lot of things that may have gone unnoticed don't go unnoticed. And I think it's a healthy relationship to have that with your players. They're mature enough to know that, you know, you're not going to give in to every one of their demands or requests or anything, but as long as they understand that you're listening to them, they feel valued that way, then you certainly can create a positive learning environment. That's what we try and do in Campbellton.
In conversation with the head coach and general manager of the MHL's Campbellton Tigers, Greg Leland. Last season, you took Campbellton all the way to the MHL's Canadian Tire Cup Championship Final, where the Tigers lost to the eventual winners, the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners. How special was that run, and how were you a different coach after a run like that?
It was a fabulous experience. I was really pleased for the community because they've struggled for a long time in Campbellton. The guy that was there before me, Troy Ryan, as we all know, is now the national women's coach. He did an outstanding job reviving the program. And when I went in, I wanted to take it to make it even better than Troy had it. So we were able to surround ourselves with a lot of good people, which is very important to me. Our assistant GM, head scout Kevin Mitchell, did an outstanding job. And we had 15 draft picks on that team. And the community rallied around us. We had sellouts throughout the playoffs. We upset Summerside, who finished first during the year. But we played them really well and played them well in the playoffs. And while we did ultimately lose to Yarmouth, while I was disappointed for ourselves in the community, we also recognized that we had a fabulous year. And the fact that we lost, we didn't want that to diminish what we'd accomplished.
You've accomplished an awful lot, and internationally representing Canada as well at the World Junior A Challenge. Greg, thanks a lot for this. We appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Gino, same to you and your family and everyone out there that's listening. Thanks again.
That was Campbellton Tigers head coach and general manager Greg Leland. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.